Hi, this is Brett Jones, the wine maestro. I'm at EWBC 2012 in Izmir, Turkey, and I'm delighted to have at last met Mr. Documentally himself. A great guy, Christian Payne, given some fantastic talks, explained a lot, been thoroughly inspiring. And he said, talk to people, interview them. So here I am. Christian, this, I hear, was your first wine tasting.
Totally. I never felt as out of my depth as when I came to Izmir for the European Wine Bloggers Conference, because I'm a blogger, but I know nothing about wine. Or at least I thought I didn't until I got here. And it's fascinating. There are so many different bloggers in so many different mediums from so many different countries who have so much in common with me, because it's all about the stories. It's about the DNA of the wine. It's about the history. It's about the geographical location, how important that is. And I've learnt so much, and I've also come to feel a lot more comfortable in this environment. It's not about how many different words you have to describe a certain flavour.
Exactly. That's great. Now, the wines you've particularly fallen on of fascinating tasting. The terroir, grand terroir tasting here with wines from Turkey, Armenia, Lebanon. Fantastic. 7 wines, beautifully explained. Which was your favourite wine?
This is quite interesting. Being my first ever wine tasting, I can't see how I can top this, especially when we're hearing about the history of Armenia and how they're burying their wine in clay pots and then kind of recreating wine that's making techniques that haven't existed for, you know, 1,000 years more, who knows. Yeah. For me, there was one wine that stood head and shoulders up above the rest, and it was number 5 from Lebanon. That was the Chateau Car Fleur de Car 2006. I don't know what it was, but as soon as I put it to my lips, I was reminded of one of the best ever wine drinking experiences of my life, which was a bottle of Lebanese wine.
Oh, really?
That was given to me as a reward for solving a mystery around a theft at a chateau of a lot of wine. So I was transferred back, and not only did I not spit out the sample and very much enjoyed that drink, I took the one from the empty seat next to me and the one from the seat behind me, thinking, I just need to keep on tasting this.
We have a professional wine taster in our midst. Excellent. But that's absolutely fascinating. Christian, thank you so much. Thank you again for all the help you've given. It's lovely to be friends with you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great.